The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as you know, Make-A-Wish creates life-changing wishes for children who have critical illnesses, and one of those children was 10-year-old Kian Barnes Abo. Kian was diagnosed with acute onset cancer at just the age of 2, and after living in a hospital for almost 2 years, Kian was finally released home to his family, and last year was the year that Kian's wish was granted. Now, to tell us about Kian's journey, his mother Sarah is with me now. Sarah, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you so much for having me.
You're
today.
A family of four.
Correct.
Sophie's here with you,
she is.
Kian is at home with his dad, Charlie.
Kian's at school today. Yeah, he's in fourth class, so he's at home in school in Cork today.
Would you like to have a parent or someone nearby?
Close by, exactly.
Now, bring us back to the beginning as to how Kian was diagnosed.
Well, Kian was 2.5 when he was diagnosed with leukemia, with acute onset leukemia. He was only 2.5, and this was in January of 2017. So it's probably the most common childhood cancer that children are diagnosed with. And unfortunately, when Kian was diagnosed, he was very unwell. He came back as a high-risk candidate. So he was prescribed 3.5 years of treatment, chemotherapy and ongoing treatment. So
the results are for this kind of childhood cancer are normally quite good.
Exactly. So if there is a silver lining in childhood cancer, I suppose it would be to be diagnosed with cancer like leukemia. It's the most commonly diagnosed cancer and it has a 96% cure rate. So that is exceptional, really, compared to 30 or 40 years ago.
Now, I'm just thinking of the timeline here, and you're looking at 3.5 years maybe of treatment because of the nature of his susceptibility to this particular cancer. And I'm thinking COVID.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at the dates. So that must have impacted in some way on Kian's journey.
It did. I think COVID impacted every child in Ireland who would have a complex medical situation. Kian, unfortunately, maybe a year into his treatment for leukemia, had a secondary diagnosis, which was a very acute diagnosis. And it meant he was, unfortunately, immunosuppressed, and he contracted a virus which paralyzed him neck down overnight. So we were in Crumlin during COVID. Kian was living in ICU for almost 8 months. He was a ventilated patient. He was on a ventilator.
My goodness.
All the way through COVID. So this was a really unlucky, a one in a million chance of this happening.
And of course, he had to be absolutely protected against COVID.
Yes, we were in strict isolation. Yeah. I mean, at the time, the hospital obviously was maybe running on 10%. There were very few patients. Only the sickest children in Ireland were in the hospital at that time. We were very well looked after. But it was, you know, Kian was already on a ventilator. He was already immunosuppressed during COVID.
So I've seen the children who are awaiting a bone marrow transplant in Crumlin, and they're behind a kind of a plastic curtain that keeps them absolutely safe. Was that his regime?
Kian was in what they call the transitionary care unit. So this was a specific ward for children with tracheostomies and ventilation, you know. So he was well protected. He was in, you know, his own bedroom. We were essentially protected from any germs, etc., by being in his own little world, his little bubble.
But he had to be protected even from you, because,
Kian and I were a bit of a team, and obviously Kian and his dad as well.
Yeah.
But when COVID, when the country shut down back then, that March, I happened to be there with Kian. So we had 9 weeks sitting in that room together and waiting to see how COVID would play out, if it would affect children and the paediatric population.
Tell me about that secondary condition, AFM.
Yeah.
So what is that?
So basically, AFM is acute flaccid myelitis. It's almost like a polio, Pat. There's a one in a million chance of contracting
this. That's the full name for polio is poliomyelitis.
Exactly. So it's a similar type of illness. Very rare, thankfully. But Kian, unfortunately, when he was immunosuppressed, contracted this. And his immune system attacked itself and he became paralyzed neck down. So this is what we were contending with on top of chemotherapy for leukemia and COVID. It was a really, you know, it was unprecedented times.
It was really tough.
For everybody.
Really tough.
It was tough.
So how has Kian progressed since then? Because he's no longer paralyzed from the neck down.
No. So we're exceptionally lucky. Kian had fantastic care in CHI Crumlin, in CUH in Cork, and in the National Rehab Hospital. He began to make a very effective neuromuscular recovery after about 18 months of being paralyzed neck down. This tied in with His chemotherapy being reduced.
So his immune system was recovering.
It was, exactly. He gained more immunity. His chemotherapy regime was coming to an end, which meant he was able to make a better recovery.
So was it his own body fighting the AFM rather than any drug therapy specifically for AFM?
Yeah, basically the treatment would be supportive treatment and, you know, time when you're trying to affect this neuromuscular recovery and a lot of rehab. So we were exceptionally lucky to go to the National Rehab Hospital in Dunleary last year. And this really helped him with his recovery.
Now, he is 10 now.
He's 10,
this all
yeah.
started when he was 2. That's
correct.
A very, very long journey, isn't
yeah.
it?
It's a long journey. Lots of highs and lows. There weren't all the, you know, some days were better than others. I think people often think it must be miserable every single day for a child when they're so unwell. It's not easy, but there's lots of joyful moments in between. Mm. There's hopeful days as well as the days where you feel, you know, despair. There's a lot of despair involved in childhood
and
illness.
And was he conscious of his own milestones, you know, when I'm yes. now able to do this, I couldn't do it last week?
That's a great question. He was so conscious of his milestones. Every time, Cian had to learn to walk again in the corridors of Crumlin when, you know, during COVID times, he was out on a little walker every day. And little by little, he gained more and more strength. He was so thrilled with himself. You know, for a little boy who could run, who was completely, you know, normal yeah. until the age of 2.5 and then paralyzed, to make any tiny gain was exceptional. He was so proud of himself. And we all were. Everyone was behind Cian in Crumlin and Cork University Hospital.
Now, he still uses a ventilator for how many hours a day?
So now Cian is only using a ventilator overnight. So by night, he needs help. He needs assistance with his breathing. He is breathing independently, but, you know, gravity and having a paralysis of his diaphragm doesn't help. So at nighttime, he does use a ventilator. And this will be the case, you know, for the next number of years, we think.
And you have nursing care?
We are exceptionally lucky. We have a nursing package. We have wonderful nurses who come to us at home. And this, you know, otherwise we'd have to stay up at night, because we have a little sure. mini ICU really in our home.
Now, you've been obviously logging the milestones. If you were to draw a graph, I'm sure it's going up, up,
it's
up,
going up
all the time.
All the time. We're so proud of Cian. He's very determined. And like any child who's battling a complex illness, any of the wish children that, you know, you would yeah. have heard about this week, children are exceptional. I think they face their diagnosis and sometimes difficult prognoses. They face this, you know, with such determination. And I think they live in the now, so they don't worry like we do as adults yeah. about going forward. They just live in the now. And yeah, he's done very well.
Now, tell me about what he can do in terms of entertaining himself. You know, I'm sure he plays Xboxes and all those kind of things. But out there physically, what can he do? And in terms of school, how's that going?
So school is going great. Cian's in fourth class and he loves school. He has a lovely class, wonderful teachers and a lovely school in Carrigtool, Scoil Clucker Vera. So he has come on exceptionally well. It's a school that focuses on really, you know, bringing children, each child with their own talents. Cian will be participating in the Cork City Sports, the para-athletics event this year in MTU. He's participated with his school for the last 2 years and it has been such encouragement for him. He's so proud of himself and his friends who have mobility issues. So they've been participating in that. He's going to be in his school musical, Matilda, and he's very interested in reading, books, Lego.
He's an all-rounder
sport.
By the sounds of it.
Do you know, he gives everything a shot. He loves people. He's just happy to be back out in the world living his best life.
Now tell me about his wish. He got it last year.
So Make-A-Wish have been such a wonderful organisation to deal with. We've been linked in with them since 2017 when Cian was first diagnosed. But of course, as his condition worsened, it was difficult. They checked in with us the whole time, but it was difficult for us to pinpoint when Cian could have a wish. We always knew Cian would like to do something related to Disney, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, all the characters who kept him company when he was in hospital. Yeah. So last summer, finally, the time was right. He turned 10 and Make-A-Wish Ireland, in connection with Disney and Make-A-Wish UK, created an amazing Disney adventure for the children, The Enchanted Manor, they called it, in the UK.
What did they do? They transformed somewhere?
They transformed a beautiful, really like a stately home hotel, yeah. into an enchanted manor. So it was absolutely magical. 16 or 17 families who have children similar to Cian, you know, with mobility issues, yeah. necessarily wouldn't be able to fly. We took the ferry to the UK, all of us together, took the bus then all the way, a lovely coach down to Staffordshire, and we had the Disney, it was like a Disney park created especially for these children.
All the characters.
All of the characters, all of the shows from Disneyland Paris. They brought the performers, the sound stages, the shows, the characters. They set up fun fairs, they had a carousel, they had, you know, story time sessions with the characters. And the big difference was that children who may be overwhelmed, who may have medical issues, who couldn't deal with a big park, had a beautiful, tailored, bespoke experience with their families in a lovely environment where it was relaxed and they met every character.
So Cian had a good time, and you, I suspect, had a great time too.
We had the best time. My husband Charlie and I mean, look, it was our first family holiday with the children together in 8 years, and I'd say very similar for many of the other families. We were with lovely people. Some of the Make-A-Wish team came with us. It was just joyful. And I don't use the word lightly because, you know, I think it's overused really, but it was a joyful time for us. We had nothing to worry about. Make-A-Wish planned every detail, right down to having an ambulance follow us in the bus in case Cian had an issue with the ventilation. They thought of every possible detail. Nothing was too much. And for Sophie, it was her first time going to Disney. We wanted to wait.
Because the whole family is affected by, you know, if one member has a problem, a critical illness, the whole family is affected, and it inhibits
everything. Yeah. You know, we're from Cork. We spent 2 years living in Dublin in the Ronald McDonald House. You know, they took such great care of us, and we were there together. And, you know, the last thing in our minds was holidays. But when the time was right for Cian last year, he was well enough to travel. We were exceptionally lucky. So Make-A-Wish granted his wish, and we can never thank them enough. It's a wonderful opportunity for families like ours.
And for people who want to help make more wishes come true, it's makeawish.ie/donate. We wish you the very best, and that graph, we hope it continues all the way up to the very top.
Thank you so much, Pat, and thank you for having the chat this morning.
Yeah, and thank you, Sarah, for coming to join us here in News Talk. Sarah Barnes-Abbo, and also Sophie, who's with us as well, looking on. And we'll say a special good morning to Charlie, who's listening in Cork, and to Cian, who'll no doubt hear the recording.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.